The Art of Being Normal, written by Lisa Williamson and read by Z. Andrews and Tigger Blaze. My party guest is singing Happy Birthday. It does not sound good. My little sister Livy is barely even singing. At 11, she's already decided family birthday parties are tragically embarrassing, leaving Mum and Dad to honk out the rest of the tune. Mum's reedy soprano clashing with Dad's flat bass. It is so bad, Phil, the family dog, gets up from his basket and slinks off mid-song in vague disgust. I don't blame him. The whole party is fairly depressing. Even the blue balloons Dad spent the entire morning blowing up look pale and sad, especially the ones with 14 today scrawled on them in black marker pen. I'm not even sure the underwhelming events unfolding before me qualify as a party in the first place. Make a wish, Mum says. She has the cake tipped at an angle so I won't notice it's wonky. It says Happy Birthday, David, in blood red icing across the top. The day in birthday all scrunched up where she must have run out of room. 14 blue candles form a circle around the edge of the cake, dripping wax into the buttercream. Hurry up, Livy says. But I won't be rushed. I want to do this bit properly. I lean forward, tuck my hair behind my ears and shut my eyes. I block out Livy's whining and Mum's cajoling and Dad's fiddling with the settings on the camera. And suddenly, everything sounds sort of muffled and far away, a bit like when you dunk your head underwater in the bath. I wait a few seconds before opening my eyes and blowing out all the candles in one go. Everyone applauds. Dad lets off a party popper, but it doesn't pop properly. And by the time he's got another one out of the packet, Mum has opened the curtains and started taking the candles off the cake, and the moment has passed. What did you wish for? Something stupid, I bet, Livy says accusingly, twirling a piece of golden brown hair around her middle finger. He can't tell you, silly, otherwise it won't come true, Mum says, taking the cake into the kitchen to be sliced. Yeah, I say, sticking my tongue out at Livy. She sticks hers out right back. Where are your two friends again? She says, putting extra emphasis on the two. I've told you, Felix is in Florida and Essie is in Leamington Spa. That's too bad, Livy says with zero sympathy. Dad, how many people did I have at my 11th? 45, all on roller skates, utter carnage, Dad mutters grimly, ejecting the memory card from the camera and slotting it into the side of his laptop. The first photo that pops up on the screen is of me sitting at the head of the table wearing an oversized birthday boy badge and pointy cardboard party hat. My eyes are closed mid-blink and my forehead is shiny. Dad, I moan. Do you have to do that now? Just doing some red eye removal before I email them over to your grandmother, he says, clicking away at the mouse. She was gutted she couldn't come. This is not true. Granny has bridge on Wednesday evenings and doesn't miss it for anyone, least of all her least favourite grandchild. Livy is Granny's favourite, but then Livy is everyone's favourite. Mum had also asked Auntie Jane and Uncle Trevor and my cousins Kira and Alfie, but Alfie woke up this morning with weird spots all over his chest that may or may not be chickenpox, so they had to give their apologies, leaving the four of us to celebrate alone.